the Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Jonah tried to turn off his GPS. Why does he want to escape the presence of the Lord? It doesn't make sense. Why would you try to escape from the presence of the Lord? It does not say he tried to get away from his calling. I could imagine that. I could even sympathize with that. Doesn't matter. Doesn't say that. I could accept them saying he wanted to get away from the people of the Lord. I could really accept that and sympathize with him. But it states something that seems to be an impossibility. He tries to get away from the person that you cannot get away from. If I may use a colloquialism, several years ago, we could not find Osama bin Laden. He was tucked away in the caves of Afghanistan, then moved over to Saudi Arabia. He was constantly moving around. We could not find him. Someone came up with the brilliant idea to tell the student loan people that he had an outstanding student loan. And someone else said, tell the child support people that he had outstanding child support because they can find anybody. All of a sudden, they found him. All of a sudden, they found him. They knew exactly where he was. It was almost as if a GPS was put on him. I think he went to school and didn't pay his student loans because they'll find you. How do you escape God who has a GPS on you? Think about it. God found you before you were saved. You were in the bar chugging three fingers of scotch, hugging somebody, engaged in some activity, and conviction came on you. God found you. Jonah tried to turn off his GPS. Darius does that. I go to look for him on my iPhone. Darius then turned his GPS off. Can't find him. And I know where he is when I can't find him. Because then later on, it'll come back on. And I know exactly where he was. You see, we turn off our GPS when we think we don't want God to find us. But then he has something greater. He's got the angel who's assigned to harass you and cause stuff to happen until you capitulate and say yes. Jonah is not a story in disobedience and rebellion. It is a story of the sovereignty of God. Whatever he has called you to be, you are going to be that person. Since the word of God declares with boldness that you are elected, past tense, all the verbs of Romans 7 are past tense, since, and the verbs of Romans 8 are past tense. And when you get to those verbs that talk about election, predestination, and foreknowledge, he is saying that that was done long before you were conceived. Since God elected you, since God predestined you, you can't run away from it. That means if God elected you to be saved, you're going to get saved. I don't care if it's 5 minutes before the rapture. You're getting saved. Because God has already made the plan. He wants to leave the presence of the Lord. In chapter 1,
Jonah goes down to Joppa. He gets on the boat to go across the Med into Tarshish. God sends a storm. See? See, God sends a storm. Why? Now watch this. The storm in a regular setting will throw you off course. This storm, God's storms, put you on course. God's storms, vicious sometimes though they may be, the reason, the purpose is to put you on course. Because he needs a storm to get you back where you belong. If you are going through some substantial issue right now, something is hurting you right now, an issue is pushing you right now. If you're a believer, God's trying to put you on course. Then the Bible says he uses the natural sailors to understand the purpose for the storm is Jonah. Now, where did they get the discernment? I'll tell you. The angel that was with Jonah said, it's Jonah's fault. Just like devils talk to you, angels talk to devils, talk to devilish people. Yes, they do. When you get on a bus and everybody start looking at you, that's because the angel of the Lord has gotten on before you and told all the devils, all right, my child's coming on, God's child's coming on, back up. And so everybody started looking at you like you're crazy. You're not crazy. You're favored. Now, what you do at that point when you start getting those looks is put a little swagger in your walk. Not arrogant, but just a little bit. How's it going? See, you get a little aggressive. Why? Because you recognize, see, they recognize the favor. You recognize the favor. Jonah feels that he's gotten away. They throw him overboard. Now, I need you to see this. This will shatter your bondage theology. In Jonah chapter 1, verse 17, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. In Matthew 12, verse 38, then certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered and said, Master, we would see a sign from you. And he answered and said, an evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and there shall no sign be given it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. He said, the men of Nineveh are going to rise up and condemn that generation. Because they repented when they saw Jonah. But these folks did not repent when Jesus got up. God prepared that fish, not the devil. I stand before you today to boldly declare that it's not the devil that's preparing your trials, nor is it the devil that is working these things out on you. It is God. And you ought to rejoice. Why? Because if God is in it, that means it has boundaries and you will come out of it. The situation that you are experiencing has nothing to do with your eternal destiny. God will get his investment out of you. Whatever he put in you, promise, purpose, whatever, power, whatever he put in you, power, promise, and purpose. He will get it out of you. If you understand the distinctness of the storm, the passengers, and the tools that he'll use. The story of Jonah is not a story of defeat. It is a human story to tell you that God's going to have his way in your life. Whether you go along willingly or unwillingly, he's going to have that purpose in your life. I will tell you this. Someone said God has a sense of humor. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. I don't know if we can use the term based on our understanding. But I will tell you this. I can remember with clarity the day God called me with the command, feed my lamb and feed my sheep. It was a summer day in July. And I remember it just as clearly as I see your beautiful faces. I can tell you the date. I know exactly what I had on. A blue sweatshirt, tan khaki pants, and Converse sneakers. God has a sense of humor. The exact same day that he called me, the exact same day that he called me, that date is the date that the Joint College of Bishops sent Bishop Maureen Davis here to give me the apostolic bull to segregate me for the office a bishop. The same day that I was called, the same date, July, the same date. God's got a sense of humor. He said, you ran from ministry, but did you notice I didn't run from this? Because I learned that whatever God has for you is for you. And you cannot fight it. So you ought to leave here today feeling secure that the storm that you're experiencing, that the whale that has swallowed you, is nothing to be compared to the you that you will be when you come out of the whale.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3117P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Hello, Saints. Bethel's new website enables you to receive pastors' e-devotionals via email. Simply go to BethelDeliverance.org and click on the link About Us. Then, subscribe to weekly devotionals from Bishop. And you'll be all set to receive the encouraging word of God for Bishop's e-devotionals. So be blessed and sign up today.